This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The LGBTIQ community of Albury-Wodonga, sitting on the New South Wales-Victorian border, will come together this Saturday to celebrate Border Pride Fair Day, as the inclusive event filled with regional pride returns. Dean Arcuri found out more as he spoke to Tyson Arapelli, the regional outreach worker for ACON for the southwestern region of New South Wales. ACON is a member of the LGBTIQ Alliance Albury-Wodonga, along with many other organisations, and Arapelli is not only the media liaison officer, but part of the working party managing the Border Pride Fair Day this Saturday.
In 2016, the first Border Pride Fair Day took place at the border of Victoria and New South Wales at QE2 Square in Albury. Now, 2 years later, Border Pride Fair Day returns, bringing with it celebration and LGBTIQA+ pride for the Albury-Wodonga community.
Border Pride Fair Day is a community event that's being held at QE2 Square in Albury-Wodonga on the 19th of May. And it's just a really fantastic event to bring community together in celebration of our whole community, LGBTQI+, and our allies. The whole point of the event is it's being held around Ida Hobart, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. What we really want is just to make sure that everyone's coming together, especially after the incredibly toxic and divisive marriage equality vote that happened last year. That really quite shook our community. It's just a great day to have fun, enjoy some entertainment. There'll be market stalls there as well. It's just an event by community, for community.
This year, Border Pride Fair Day was organised by the LGBTQI+ Alliance, which has been running for the past 6 months, since Victoria's Gender and Sexuality Commissioner Rowena Allen's Equality Roadshow visited the area. They not only want to take the event into the future, but are proud to build a strong sense of regional pride for the LGBTIQA+ members of their community.
I feel like it's important everywhere to acknowledge that the lingering effects of the marriage equality debate, as well as the lasting effects of the small things that wear us down over time in general in regards to prejudice or stigma. I mean, it came to a head at the marriage equality debate and really bubbled to the surface that these sort of things happen daily for our community, and it really just, it does quite wear us down. So in terms of having these sort of events, especially in a rural and regional setting where the LGBTQI+ community may not be as visible as in a city, Melbourne, or on Oxford Street in Sydney, it just sends a message to the community members that there is still community here that you can come to, that you're a part of, that you can relate to, and letting them know that they're also loved and wanted and needed and are really being thought of. We saw that in terms of Hey Mardi Gras as well, that was held earlier this year. So this is a town of 2,500 people who put on this spectacular event where 400 people marched down the main street of this town. And again, it was an event run for community by community. Really, these five committee members from Hay put together this event, and the whole town just really got behind it. And I feel like it was much to the disbelief of other people that were hearing about it at the time. But in terms of what they achieved, they really showed that their town is a kind, loving, caring, and compassionate town, and really showed the people that didn't believe that rural and regional Australia could be this, that they were something bigger, better, and that they really cared for their community and cared for the LGBTIQ community's well-being.
Since the announcement of a yes vote for the postal plebiscite 6 months ago, we've seen a lot of this kind of community spirit spread throughout regional Australia from members of our communities and allies alike. And it's this kind of regional pride which has helped return Border Pride Fair Day back to the area.
We held the first Border Pride Fair Day in November 2016. That was before the LGBTQI Alliance was born. But funnily enough, the same parties that were involved in the first Border Pride Fair Day are now part of the Alliance. It's basically the same groups of people creating this event again through the Alliance and its connections with community.
So, What can you expect this Saturday?
There's going to be market stalls from both local businesses. There's going to be local community services. There's going to be local community groups with stalls. Not only that, but there's going to be speakers from the local community. So we're going to have some really inspirational speakers. There's going to be the Deputy Mayor of Albury City Council, as well as a member of Way Out Wodonga and a former council member and activist from Wodonga as well. There's going to be a performance by the Aboriginal dance troupe Three Deadly Rivers, and there's also going to be entertainment from the local Albury Wodonga area, as well as some international performers as well. So we're really, really excited. It's going to be a spectacular day. We're incredibly grateful for the community to come together, and the amount of support that we've received has been absolutely overwhelming. To all of the people that have sponsored, either monetarily or given gifts in kind, we're really appreciative of the support that you've given to the LGBTQI Alliance, Albury Wodonga, and not only that, but to your local community. So thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Border Pride Fair Day is happening this Saturday, the 19th of May, at Quelly Square, Dean Street in Albury.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We're next after marriage equality.